I know you were friends with a lot of the guys on the team, being one of the leaders of this offense, and with everything going on, especially with the quarterback situation. I mean, it's odd for us as well, because we talk about on the radio, and everyone wants to talk about quarterback and draft, and then you still have three quarterbacks on this roster. I mean, how do you deal with it as a player? Is it strange that, you know, you have to look forward while you still have players on the team, and we really don't know what's going to happen at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an awkward situation sometimes, especially with everything going on this year. But I think when you take it in stride and you're open-minded to a certain extent, you're able to kind of move on step by step. I know everyone's talking about what we're going to do with the first pick and us being able to have the three guys still on the roster. There's a lot of different chances and a lot of different things that can happen. Personally speaking, I'm real close with all three of the quarterbacks, especially Matt and TJ, and to be able to have those guys here would be my first choice, obviously, because I've played with them. I'm biased. But, you know, that's the way the league works again, and there's going to be a process to be able to move on. And if they do go with the first pick in the draft with a quarterback or whatever it may be, that's what happens. And we got to move on, and that's the best for the team.
You have been a free agent yourself in your career. What's that process like?
It's interesting. You know, after my first contract, I was restricted out of Denver, and they worked the sign and trade. Coach Kubiak and Rick Smith here worked the trade with Coach Shanahan out in Denver, and I couldn't be more thankful for that. It changed my career and changed my life, and I owe it to them. And when I got through that contract in 2012, I was a UFA, and that was my first time going through that process and being in the open market and seeing how it goes, and it really does open your mind up to the business end. And you can't fully understand it until you are a UFA and you reach free agency and you see I don't want to say the dirty side of things, but just how it really works and how that sometimes, on whatever team it may be, sometimes there's not loyalty and you see it. You saw it yesterday with a lot of guys, a lot of teams that have been there for a long time just getting released because of different situations. And, you know, like I said, Father Time, it's going to catch up with you. And no matter if you're a 15-year player or you're a second-year guy, it's going to happen.
I remember when you went through your unrestricted free agency with the Texans, Sean Cody took to Twitter and asked fans what they would do to keep you here. And when you were a part of that, you visited several teams, didn't you, before the Texans re-signed you?
I officially visited, yeah, Tennessee for one. And I went down there. And, you know, Bruce Matthews, who was here for a couple of years, he had me down there. I took a visit down there. And great facilities, great team, great organization. But, you know, things worked out here, and thankfully I was here for the next 2 years, and I still got 2 years on the contract. But, you know, that was kind of an open-minded type thing as well. You want to stay with your team that you've been with for a while because you've settled here, we had kids here, that kind of stuff, me and my wife, but you understand that's the way of the business. But just in general, when you hit free agency, I think you have to have that open-minded personality, because if you're a closed-minded type of person, even like with Coach O'Brien here in Houston with the current team, if you're open-minded to what he's going to bring in here, and that happens all over the league year in and year out, I think you're going to accept it a lot more. It's going to be easier for you as opposed to kind of being, I'm used to this old style and I'm not going to open up.
Yeah, and you knew that you wanted to be a Texan, but I imagine that's got to be strange. You're visiting, you know, an AFC division rival, and they're asking you questions, but you're probably just as involved in the interview process. You're trying to find out if they're a good fit for you as well. Would you say that was the case for you?
Absolutely. I mean, you sit down with the general manager, your position coach, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, and you're wanting to kind of get a feel for them as much as they're getting a feel for you. I think when a team brings you in, your film is your resume. So that kind of, you don't have to sell yourself to them when you're there. Obviously, they're going to see if you're a great character guy and how well-rounded you are and speaking and that kind of stuff. But for the most part, they have their mind made up of whether they want you or not, and that they wouldn't have brought you in if they didn't. So I think it's more on your factor to be able to get used to everything, see how you like it. That's the way everyone's doing it right now, and that's a lot of trips right now that are being planned for a lot of guys around the league.